Hi, everyone. This is Alan Forte. Learning how before what. That's my message for today. Many of us know the story of Esther, how she was made queen when the king became displeased with the behavior of Queen Vashti. We know all about Esther, but what about Vashti? How is it that her behavior was so displeasing to the king that he would dethrone her? Esther 1, verse 11 says it. This is what Esther did. After many days of festivities and drinking, the king ordered Queen Vashti to come before he and his friends wearing her royal crown. Verse 11 says it this way. The king ordered to bring Queen Vashti before the king wearing her royal crown to show her beauty to the people and to the officials, for she was beautiful to behold. But Queen Vashti refused to come as ordered. Now, I've done messages before on the difference between love and respect, and almost any relationship between a man and a woman, especially in a marriage, love and respect must be present. The man must learn to love his wife or the women in his life, and the wife must learn to respect her husband or the men in her life. You can find this principle in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. Ephesians 5 is about love and respect, but this is more than a message about love and respect. It is a message about how before what. So many things we do go wrong because we do not choose the right way to do the things that we want to do. The right things done in the wrong ways become the wrong things done. Many of us do not see a problem with what Vashti did. She refused to be paraded before men for their satisfaction. What's wrong with that? It is a demeaning thing to do to anyone, especially to a woman. But what she did amounted to the greatest offense a woman can do to a man. She disrespected her husband openly before the eyes of others. Men inherently require respect. Respect is what leads them to love. Women require love, but it is love that leads them to respect. What the king did was not a loving thing to do, so Vashti responded, doing the very thing that would cause her husband not to love her. He was not loving, and she was not respectful. For the men reading this, please understand, how you choose to treat the women in your life must be loving and respectful. And for the women reading this, please understand, how you choose to love the men in your life must be with respect. Now to you men, loving her must come before the respect you want to receive from her. And to you women, respecting him must come before the love you want to receive of him. The book of Esther is more than a story about what's happening with the Jewish people at the time. It is a story about learning how to be more effective at doing the things that we want to do. Had Vashti thoughtfully considered how to express her displeasure to the king in a respectful way, she would have chosen a different thing to do. And had the king thoughtfully considered how Vashti would feel about what he wanted her to do, he would have chosen a different thing to do. When we take time to consider how before what, we allow ourselves time to discover a better way to choose what things we want to do. Paul teaches us this principle in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, when he says, "All things are possible for me, but not all things are good for me." And Jesus, he tries really hard to teach us this principle. The Beatitudes in the book of Matthew 5 are a great example of how before what. With the attitudes of life given to us in the way that Jesus is saying, if this is how you choose to live, then these are the things you will choose to do. Could it be that he wants us to choose how we should live before we choose what things we will do to live? I think that's possible. So listen, learn to take a moment in your life and consider how you want to live before you choose the next thing that you want to do. In all your ways, acknowledge him. This is how. When you do that, he will direct your path or your steps. That is what. Queen Vashti wasn't wrong in her thinking. She was wrong in what she chose to do to express her thinking. When you choose how before what, you will learn to live with the hidden wisdom and the insight that is right before us all, but hidden from our sight because of what we want to do. When you learn the power of choosing how before what, you will learn to have more love and respect in the relationships that are important to you. Women, respect your man. When you do, people will see your respect and admiration of him and how you respond to the way that you are treated. And men, love your women. When you do, people will see her beauty in your eyes and in how you treat her. Now, we can all be like Esther, or we can all want to be. She was revered for her attitude. But we all have some Vashti in us. The Lord wants us to learn from him how to do what we want to do. Everyone, choose how before you decide to choose what you do in life.